The Being Better Meter. Outer Order, Inner Calm is a book written by Gretchen Rubin that inspired me to write about being better this month. In the past 20 years, I've learned much about order and decluttering. This has advanced the needle in my being better meter 1,000%. As I look back, I had an inner desire of always wanting to be better, do better, be more, and give more, to be happier. But I did not become aware of it until later in life, and I certainly did not make a connection between a cluttered and disordered life and being happier. Once I discovered that, being better became my life's quest. And I have found much peace and happiness knowing I continue to be better and do better every day. It is an ongoing effort, of course, because there is always room for more growth, improvement, and order as we travel through life. Do you have a life's quest? Do you aspire to be better, do better, be more, and give more to reach happier? Then you need to get a being better meter at the nearest Home Depot in April, because that's when they go on sale. Once you get one, all you have to do is hit the start switch and begin bettering. As you may have figured out, there is no such meter or sale at Home Depot, of course, but I'm trying to use humor to make a point here. Why April? Well, let's explore this a little. The weather is warmer in April. Creation itself is undergoing an amazing, colorful transformation. There is blooming and blossoming going on in all directions. Signs of life and rebirthing appear everywhere. Birds display their flying skills and gliding tricks. They tweet, chirp, sing, and even squawk as they twitter about building their nests. Insects crawl out of their secret hiding places, always busy working the terrain by pollinating, pest controlling, and decomposition, which is what they do. While we humans experience an inner burst of energy and excitement now that the days are longer, which leads us to start projects, work outside, or visit interesting places. For those reasons and more, April is the month to hit start and move that being better dial up a few notches. Last year in April, I posted Heal and Grow Rich. It was the most fun I had writing an article since I started blogging a few years earlier, because by an interesting and accidental coincidence, I ended up recording my first podcast segment. In it, I talk about healing habits and other habits which have helped me along as I discovered how much I really wanted to be better, do better, be more, and give more to reach happier. I hope you too can start thinking along the lines of being better and start a transformation in the next 12 months. You can start by reading Outer Order, Inner Calm and learn how decluttering your life on the outside leads to inner calm. But I want to say this. Even though the first thing that usually comes to mind when we talk of decluttering our piles of papers, dishes, or clothing in our home, office, basement, or kitchen counter, the truth is that at times, decluttering has to start on the inside, inside our minds, for order to be reflected on the outside. And yes, this can be a little confusing, but a mindset shift is something that might want to take place before getting to the actual physical decluttering process. Read more about mind cluttering right here on this link. An article in Psychology Today says this, and I quote, "Clutter doesn't have to be just physical items in your environment. A cluttered mind can include ruminating, focusing on the negative, worrying about things outside of your control, holding on to negative emotions and experiences, including resentment, past hurt, anger, and sadness, keeping a mental to-do list, including incomplete dreams and goals, having external distractions, and constant sensory input. When your mind is cluttered, it wastes your time and mental energy. It also creates mental confusion, distraction, and disorganization that prevents you from creating clear priorities, making decisions, having focus, and being productive. When your mind is cluttered, you are not present, which causes you to lose connection to yourself, your environment, your relationships, and the moment you are in." End of quote. If you want to let go of the mental habits that are keeping you from reaching your full potential, start building mental muscles and become intentional about where you place your attention and how you spend your time and energy. Doing that, you can unravel unhealthy thinking patterns that are keeping you stuck and your mind cluttered. As the article in Psychology Today states, I'd be curious to know where your being better meter points to once you decide to take on a being better challenge. And I do hope you take this challenge. I hope it points to happier.